RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons on a Friday just after Christmas. Hopefully you're enjoying your post-Christmas either hangover or just time off. Or maybe you're planning something that is creatively entitled The Christmas Carol.
Wow. What? All right. Yeah.
What is going on in Rhode Island tomorrow?
Yeah, we have our annual Christmas Carol party at the Carol household, my household with my wife. Yep. It is the fifth annual Christmas Carol. And we do a white elephant or Yankee swap or however you colloquially want to call it.
All right.
We do a potluck. We do an ugly sweater contest. We get a keg. We get all sorts of food. It's a great time. So
sick brag,
yeah,
bro.
That's worthy.
That earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my Eagles fan. All the listeners are invited?
Is that what you're saying? Yeah, sure. Come on over. It's a blast. We love it. And the preparations have begun. There's people like coming into town for it. It's a big thing.
Whoa.
Fifth year, man.
Okay, and it's gotten
volume
to the point
five.
Where
when we send out the invite, it's A Christmas Carol spelt the way my last name spelled.
Right.
Volume five.
Love that. And it's gotten to the point in magnitude where people are flying themselves in to participate.
That
in
is true.
Party.
And I heard there might be an appearance from Santa.
Whoa. Wow. I thought he was the Santa Claus told
say,
me.
I thought he was on vacation.
He was on a 364 day break.
He's making an exception for this one. That's how good
extra,
a party it is.
Got to pay extra on Cameo for that one. But we're back here on WEEI.
Loser! You're a loser!
Okay.
How dare you?
Dan Ball, Tom Carroll, host of the Christmas Carol. Scott McLaughlin with you here up until 4 o'clock. Ramondre Stevenson, running back of the New England Patriots, joins us at 1:40. Yesterday, the Patriots were not involved in one of the three games that were broadcast in the NFL yesterday. First and foremost, before we get into the games, and of course the one that matters most to Patriots fans, Broncos and Chiefs. If Netflix becomes a partner of the NFL, we, or at least maybe I'll just speak for myself, I think we're in deep trouble.
Interesting.
I was not a huge fan of the gimmicks and the bells and whistles and the Seth Rollins on the set and the interviews in the middle of the game with people sounding like they're
one,
in a tin can
yep,
or underwater. It was fine. It was fine. And I know that the world is moving its way to streaming, so I should probably just accept it for the fact. My issue is not with streaming. I think Prime is actually, aside from the broadcasters, done a pretty good job with their product. It was just the over-Netflixification of the two broadcasts yesterday. I didn't love it from the bits and pieces that I picked up amidst the Christmas party.
Yeah, the nuances of bringing those guys in, like the team legends, like Emmitt Smith going to join us here.
Yeah.
And then, like, there's a reason why Emmitt Smith isn't on TV anymore. like immediately got the score wrong, was like saying guys' names incorrectly.
Yeah.
They had, I think it was Barry Sanders on in the Lions game. There's a reason why Barry Sanders doesn't really do media. Really boring interview. And then he kept droning on like when there was an injury on. Did you see this?
Yes.
Like the injury was happening. Everyone's like kneeling all sad.
It was Amon Ross St. Brown. Yeah. Like it was like the biggest star
it was like
of the field.
The injury.
Massive
yeah.
injury. And yeah. Barry Sanders was like, yeah, you know, I like watching my kids play college basketball. And it's like he just kept going. And you can't get in his ear because he's on Zoom. So, the whole thing was clunky in that regard. And, like, I appreciate them trying to make it special because it's Christmas.
Yeah.
But I think as they do more live sports, they'll figure out the ways to do it and how not to do it. And I'm sure they'll be able to see metrics that say, hey, when Barry Sanders spoke for 11 straight minutes, people turned the game off.
Somebody switched over to Spurs and Thunder while that was going
on. Let's not do that
on.
Anymore. Like, Netflix, I'll give them credit as a company. Like they need my credit. But, like, they've been able to adapt in their entire existence to, like, how it works. Like, they were a DVD company.
True.
And then they realized people don't watch DVDs anymore. And then they split the business in half. And everyone said, that's crazy. How could you do that? They made the biggest streaming company in the world after doing that. And they've evolved and they've kept evolving. They said, people only like live events. We're going to go out and get live events. And so I trust Netflix more than any of these other streamers to do it right. And I think maybe the first few cracks at it are going to be clunky, but give me Netflix all day over Amazon, who has been doing it now for what, 3 or 4 years, whatever it is. The crowd noise still sounds like crap.
Yep.
The announcers are still boring. I have no idea why Kirk Herbstreit is on the NFL broadcast. I for the life of me, don't get it.
Yeah, like, that's a booth that could just be kind of thrown out after
like
the season.
I could do an hour on Amazon in what I don't like about their broadcast. Give me Netflix all day.
Yeah, Al Michaels has sounded at least a little bit. He sounded more interested because I think they've gotten better games this season.
Yes.
Like, maybe the last couple years, finally. I mean, Netflix, like, if you remember, their first big live sporting event was the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight, and that was a disaster.
Yeah.
It was, like, all kinds of glitchy. People, like, weren't even able to watch.
A terrible fight.
And then they, like, immediately fixed it and started upgrading what they could do. So, obviously, Netflix has all the money in the world. It's like, they can just throw money at their problems and make it better. So, hopefully, if we're going to get more NFL games there or other sports, like, hopefully they're learning here, but there were times yesterday that was still like technically it's like I didn't really have any issues, so technically it seemed
true
to go off
not a lot
well
of buffering,
yeah,
right. But yeah, the broadcast itself, especially those in-game interviews, it's
brutal.
Just like I don't know if you, I guess I'm trying to do a Manning cast type of thing, but it's like, but the Manning cast has, first off, it's an alternative anyway, so you can still watch Joe Buck and Troy Aikman if you want, and secondly, like, whatever you want to say about the Mannings, their interviews tend to be pretty entertaining.
Yep.
And there's like a good flow to them. These ones yesterday, there was no flow.
Not good.
It just disrupted the broadcast.
Yeah.
And I think you hit on something key on specific to the Netflix product that I think they can take some comfort in. It's not that they need to do, I'm not advocating for them to do more or be, or necessarily be better or add elements. I'd advocate for the opposite. Simplify.
Yep.
Sports fans, as much as this is a marquee event, it's a standalone primetime game, and you want to make your mark, 100%. Sports fans and football fans specifically want to see their football game for as much as possible. They want to hear broadcasters that know what they're talking about. They want to hear and see studio personalities that know what they're talking about. And they want to see the game because the game is awesome. The game is the biggest sporting thing in the world right now, NFL football. So a producer or an executive who hasn't worked in sports a lot would probably think, oh, we need all these bells and whistles to keep people drawn in. I don't need an in-game interview.
Yep.
I don't need a wrestler on the set.
Right.
I just want good football with two football teams and good broadcasters and a good studio panel. And I'm going to be a happy guy who's going to drink and sit there and watch your product all day long. That's all I need.
Well, the 727 here on the text line said they did deal with glitch issues, so sorry for you that had to deal with that.
There's a tech glitch getting back to live. Okay, so like going back trying to watch something. Okay.
And I think that's the type of stuff that maybe they are able to clean up with, you know, more servers or whatever, better Wi-Fi. You know? I don't know. I can't speak to those technical terms.
Unfortunately, that's just going to be a reality of streaming.
Yeah.
Probably forever. Like, it's just not it's not cable because it's streaming, because you have the live rewind, like all that. It's ads are inserted different ways. There's always going to be issues, and we're never going to have a perfectly smooth experience again, because we've gone so far towards everyone is splintered across different streaming services, and they all want in on the NFL in particular. So,
which, why wouldn't they? Of course they do. Like, are you guys both cord cutters?
Yes.
I have cable. Yeah. Okay, I am one of the last of the Mohicans here. I have cable. I mean, I also have all of the streamers, so I'm the idiot that pays like $300-something a month for everything.
Well, but I'll tell you, I read a report that there was an uptick in cable subscribers in the last quarter or something like that for the first time in years.
Wow.
So I wonder if there is a slow pendulum that's swinging back the other way. And think about what you see with the streamers too, where everything's getting bundled. I think I heard a commercial for HBO and Disney and Hulu all together in one package now, where I don't know if it's ever going to get to this and we may never see it, but it feels like it's slowly becoming, eventually you're going to pay all this money for a sports package. You paid whatever, $100 a month, and you get all the sports. And then there's movies, and then there's news and things like that, where you're getting the streaming version of the old school NBC, ABC, CBS kind of channel setup. I don't know if it ends up going
like
there.
Like truly a la carte.
Yeah. But people are starting to get a little, well, people are very much sick of how much money they're paying, but I do wonder if it ends up going back to that way from a streaming perspective. But this is also very stereotypical of me to say, and then we'll get back into the Patriots, I promise. But I found this fascinating because everybody was dealing with this in various ways in Christmas. One of the highlights of the holiday for me was watching the two elder family members try to discuss the nuances of how a game was on streaming and why it was on streaming.
Yes.
One of which was arguing, but it's harder for me to find. The other of which was arguing, they don't care about how hard it is for you.
That is true.
They got the money, and now it's your problem. So I just kind of sat there, and I watched, and I listened, and I said, I'm not going to be helpful if I try to help either of you guys out right now. So I got to experience that as well. Let's get back into the Pats, and let's do that with Tom in Maine. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Great. How are you guys? Happy holidays.
And to you. What's up?
And to you. I want to talk about the Pats running game. Specifically in the playoffs, I think what they need to do is they need to have the identity of a running team. In other words, they have to run the ball when the other team is expecting them to run and still make it happen.
Okay, Tom, thank you for the call. Tom Carroll, listening to Tom in Maine. Is that something that this Patriots team is capable of doing, running effectively even when the whole world knows you're going to run the ball?
Yeah, I think so. I've been impressed with their offensive line this year, and I think that is the factor there. And last year I would have said no, but they've figured out a formula that works, and I personally believe Will Campbell is going to be back heading into the postseason. I think he's trending in that direction. So I feel good about that. Like, if they have to be a one-dimensional team, I think they have the personnel both up front and in the backfield to do that. And with Trevion Henderson being out of the red non-contact jersey today at practice, I think you're trending towards seeing two healthy running backs heading into the postseason. I know not having that really solid third back is somewhat troubling, right? You know, Antonio Gibson going down early in the year is something we haven't talked about in a long time, but it was really beneficial to have that guy in the mix. And now it's kind of been a hodgepodge behind him. D'Ernest Johnson, I believe, is going to be that guy moving forward.
You got Elijah Mitchell on your practice squad as well.
Yeah, there's a few different guys.
Being in the mix.
Terrell Jennings has been injured, but he was nice when they had him in there. But he's not going to be a factor because he's been injured. So, yeah, I feel good about the running game. I think that they, have the right mix in place. And I think, honestly, if you start running more designed runs for Drake, they have figured out a formula that works there, too. You saw it in the Buffalo game. Now, I am of the mind that running Drake too much is crazy, given how good of a thrower he is this year.
Right.
Just the risk reward there is too much. But the fact that they have that tool to utilize, and they seemingly are figuring out ways to use it in the red zone that benefits them towards scoring more touchdowns, I'm all for that.
The red zone performance, Scott, was something that and is still in the crosshairs of fans as being a major issue with this group. But to your point, Tom, the ability to get Drake involved in the red zone seems to not solve the problem, but at least give it another element that's helped them a little bit in the last couple of weeks. But run game, your level of confidence with both of those guys performing and healthy on the field.
Yeah, I don't know that the Patriots need a run identity or be able to run in obvious situations, because you have the quarterback that allows you to not have to run the ball in obvious situations,
yeah.
especially in the playoffs. Like, you can lean on Drake's legs more, and you can use him in the red zone more. I think you need to be able to run the ball to make teams pay if they're overcommitted to the pass. So they start blitzing more, bringing more pressure on Drake May, or maybe they just have a good secondary in there, you know, blanketing your guys, dropping back. Like, have a running game that can get chunk plays and, you know, not just get stuff for 2 yards. And that's where I think Trevion Henderson becomes so important, because he can hit those home runs. And obviously he's not going to do it every time, and it might just be one. But if you get one a game, and I'm not even talking about the 65-yard touchdown, but 20-yard chunk play, like, I think you need to be able to get those. We've also seen Ramondre Stevenson's efficiency going up in recent weeks. Like, you look at his last two games, Buffalo, 6 carries, 50 yards, 8.3 yards a carry. Baltimore, 8 carries, 51 yards, 6.4 yards a carry. So they're finding ways to run the ball more efficiently here, and that's not even counting those Henderson explosive touchdowns. So I think I feel okay about the Patriots' running game going into the playoffs. I don't need them to be like a ground and pound team. I don't think that is their identity. And when you have Drake May as your quarterback, it probably shouldn't be.
Yeah, no doubt about that. 617-779-7937, discussing the Patriots and their matchup with the New York Jets. Ramondre Stevenson, as good as he has been, joins us later on in the hour. We have Mike Vrabel in his press conference in the 2 o'clock hour, the three-point stance, and so much more coming up here on WEEI Afternoon.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
617-779-7937 is the phone number if you'd like to get in touch with us here on WEEI Afternoons on this Friday afternoon. Just a touch before 1:30, we'll have Ramondre Stevenson joining us, so we're hoping to have him just around 1:40 here this afternoon. As we were talking about the games that happened in the NFL yesterday, guys, it kind of dovetailed, and that's, I'll put my hand up and show accountability on that one. It dovetailed to how much streaming needs to improve or can improve in the NFL, but we had three games, each of which I think if you looked at it going into week one would have said, huh, There should be something here. Cowboys and Commanders. Commanders coming off of a crazy season with Jaden Daniels. The Cowboys always a lot of fun to watch. Potentially a battle for the NFC East. Same thing could be said for the NFC North with the Lions and the Vikings, and then Broncos and Chiefs. I mean, maybe an AFC Championship preview based on what both teams did. And you kind of went 0-3. It was more of the story of second and third string quarterbacks that came out of yesterday. But Tom, specific about the late game, the Broncos and the Chiefs, 20-13 victory for Denver coming down the stretch in a win, 182 passing yards and a touchdown on 26 completions for Bo Nix. The Denver Broncos did kind of prove once again that there's just as many questions about them as you could probably ask about the New England Patriots based on what we saw yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, they have a really good defense, right? But we saw some vulnerabilities.
Yeah.
And if I'm a Broncos fan, I do not feel good about Bo Nix.
No.
I really don't. And I know that he's helped them get to a postseason in his rookie year, and now they're in position to be the number one seed. But I do not feel confident as a Denver fan today if, you know, Bo Nix is my guy for the next decade here. Like, it's going to be one of those situations where I think the Broncos are going to have to just, like, hold their nose until the right opportunity appears for them to go get an upgrade at quarterback. It kind of reminds me of when Tim Tebow was going on their run, like, a decade or so ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the fans loved it, and it was amazing, and yada, yada, and they had the big playoff win. And I remember saying to my friends, like, the only way that they're not going to get public backlash for getting rid of Tebow here is if they can somehow pull Peyton Manning out of their ass. And then a few months later,
you know, it sure
Peyton Manning's big forehead went to Denver for 5 years and they had their run. And that was like the only way they could feasibly like get rid of Tebow. So
yeah.
Like, but like if Bo Nix keeps winning, it's going to be one of those situations where it's like, well, yeah, he's kind of mid, but he's in a situation that works and Sean Payton's making it work. So let's just keep it rolling. That's how I feel.
He's doing some great things at the end of some of these games. Like Denver's been pulling these games out late all season. Really what Kansas City was doing last year, Denver's doing this year, where you're just like, how did they find a way to win that game? And even last night, that final drive rolling out, finding RJ Harvey at the back of the end zone, like, that's a nice play and like a clutch moment. And you, I think if you're a Broncos fan, like you can kind of trick yourself into it because you see those and you're like, wow, that's pretty special. But you're right. Like you look at the game as a whole, he had 38 pass attempts yesterday, 182 yards.
Yeah.
Like under 5 yards per attempt. It's like, that was not efficient at all. It was an ugly game. Really all three games are pretty ugly. Not exactly the best product on display, but it doesn't matter because the NFL just rules everything. I mean, that Vikings game, they beat the Lions, end the Lions season. The Lions have 6 turnovers, 5 of them from Goff. The Vikings had 3 yards net passing. They had 51 yards through the air and then lost 48 yards on sacks.
Brutal game.
Like, just insanely bad football.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the other game too and talking about the NFL slate in general. And I was thinking about it as it compared to the NBA slate yesterday. NBA slate was awesome.
Rocked.
Like I was flipping between both. And, you know, that Cavs-Knicks game was awesome. Spurs-Thunder is going to just be awesome for the next 5 years.
Yeah, what a rivalry that's
incredible.
Turning into. The one kryptonite for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Victor Wembanyama, which you can understand looking at Victor Wembanyama, but that's a rivalry that's burgeoning right
100%.
Now.
100%. And then that Mavs-Warriors game, I mean, Cooper Flagg is always going to be appointment television. Rockets, Lakers, you know, Kevin Durant versus LeBron wasn't necessarily a great game, but still just anytime they play, it's going to be prime time. And then Nuggets, Timberwolves. Jokic had a 56-point triple-double. It's like, that boggles the mind.
Not just the triple-double, he topped 15 in the other two categories. He had 16 rebounds and 15 assists.
Insanity. Total insanity. So it's funny.
Hand up. I did not stay up for that game.
So I did.
That was the 10:30 start, and I just didn't have it in me.
I did. I had to, because like I was like, all right, well, Jokic is in a primetime slot. I got nothing else going on. Let's do it. And I'll be a little bit more tired for this show today, but whatever. It's research.
Then you'll see the fellas, and all of a sudden the energy's right back.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just the point there is when you make a schedule in the summer, unfortunately, sometimes that schedule doesn't look the same come December. And I think the NFL and all leagues really should try to make some sort of flex scheduling in place for these big primetime days. I know that logistically that's really hard.
Yeah.
But maybe you are able to make that flex call a month out as opposed to 2 weeks out for a day like Christmas, because a month ago you would have been able to say, okay, the Vikings aren't going to be that good come Christmas, or
right.
Commanders, hey, look, Jaden Daniels is out for the year. They don't need to be in that primetime spot.
Right. You keep Cowboys. You even at that point, you keep the Lions. And maybe at that point, you didn't learn enough about the Chiefs where you even keep the late game. And you still have...
Yeah, like a month ago, you probably still have Mahomes on Christmas,
yeah,
right?
And they're still within at least a wing and a prayer of making a playoff run. But how about this on Bo Nix, too? Passer rating based on score differential. When the Broncos are leading, he has a 79.8 passer rating, 7 touchdowns and 6 picks. When they're tied, 71.3, 1 touchdown, 3 picks. When the Broncos are trailing, a 102.4 passer rating, 17 touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. So as long as the Broncos are losing, Bo Nix is fine. An interesting element to kind of keep in the back of the mind is as you happen to target a potential playoff matchup with him. Very entertaining exchange on the text line from the 978. First of all, asking about Bo Nix being young, you don't think it's going to get better. I do think there's a chance that it can get better, but Tom, I'm with you. He, to me, screams Tua Tagovailoa, in that he got into the league, and I feel like pretty early on, you looked at him and went, well, I think there's a ceiling here. I think there's only so much that you're going to be able to get out of this guy. So when you get to the point when you have to decide, am I signing him to this bonkers extension, you know, as you're making decisions on Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Bo Nix, is he really commanding $60 million a year that quarterback contracts will look like? When I know that he may just be in that 10 to 15, 15 to 20 range in terms of quarterbacks in this league, it's a tough decision that Denver's going to have to make on
him. Yeah, he also turns 26 in February.
Right.
I mean, he played college for like 10 years, right? So
yeah.
I think he literally has the record for most starts in college as
right.
a quarterback. So we know who Bo Nix is. Sean Payton wanted him because he felt like he was a ready-made product, so when Sean Payton started in Denver, he wasn't going to suck right away. Like, it was a very selfish move by Sean Payton to be like, I know I can get this guy in here, we're going to be good right away, and I don't have to deal with a rebuild. Like,
right.
He wasn't going to come out of his fake retirement to be a part of the decade-long rebuild that Denver has been undergoing. So I think at some point, you're going to go with a different quarterback there if you're Denver. And again, like, who knows? We might be wrong in a month. They might go on a run, but that's how I feel about it.
6-1. Or by the way, from that same 978 number, they then said, I'll be home in less than 10 minutes and said, oops, sorry, that's supposed to go to my wife. Ha ha.
It happens.
So
stop texting and driving.
That does happen. We're awaiting the arrival of Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson. He'll join us in just a moment. But really excited to see the continued growth and development of the two running back system for the New England Patriots, because you know when Ramondre's at his best, he can be the guy that's kind of your lead back running in between the tackles, that kind of thing. But Tom, you and I were talking about this a bit off air, talking how there really isn't a guy that does as much well and as much in an elite way in the pass game and the run game as Travion Henderson, and the way the two of those pair together is certainly something impressive. But we are going to go to the guest line here, and we're going to welcome on Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson. And Ramondre Stevenson on a Patriots Friday is brought to you by Shaw's in Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Ramondre, it is Dan, Tom, and Scott with you. How are you, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
We're all doing great. How was the holiday for you? How was the holiday for the family?
It was good. I had a couple of my family members out here. Got my grandma out here. My aunt, my cousins had some good Christmas dinner, so it was a nice day.
Very nice. Okay, good. Well, it's how was the return then to the practice field? Were the guys showing any kind of signs of some Christmas wear and tear, or everybody back with all the energy today?
No, we came back ready to go. Attention to detail was at an all-time high, and we, you know, ready to get another dub under our belt.
Ramondre, we saw reports today that Trevion Henderson was back out on the field without the non-contact injury. Just how good is it to see your running mate back out there seemingly as close to full go here at practice ahead of this game on Sunday?
Yes, it's great to have him back out there. You know, it's kind of my role dog out there. I think we need each other. We feed off each other. And, you know, we need everybody we can have on our team healthy. So it's great to have him back out there.
Ramondre, how has that relationship with Trevion Henderson evolved throughout this season? Because you guys, especially these last couple of games, really have started to form quite the dynamic tandem.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, I wish we could have got it started, you know, earlier in the season. It wasn't going really my way and things like that, but I think we're kind of getting it going. We still got a long way to go. We're still both learning each other, learning what we need on the field and things like that. So I think it's going good, and, you know, the tandem, you know, I think it's starting.
What do you think the sort of key to you guys both emerging here at this point in the season has been? Like you said, you know, earlier in the year, you were dealing with some fumbling issues and Trevion necessarily wasn't a huge part of the offense yet. And it feels like you're both kind of hitting your stride here later in the year. What do you think the key to that has been?
Just staying relentless, just coming to work every week. Not really mattering how the week prior went or things like that, just putting our best foot forward. And, you know, it's the best time to arrive late in the season. So I'm okay with it.
Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson with us here on WEEI. Ramondre, to begin the season, we talked a lot about the changes on your offensive line, new guys coming in, draft and free agency. We talked about it a lot with respect to the pass game, but how have you seen that group develop in the run game, and how has that been for you and for Trevion in terms of opening up holes and helping you guys be successful?
Yeah, they've been doing a great job. You know, just like a lot of the other people on our team, they come to work and, you know, they're ready to learn, they're ready to get better. And I think those O-line and running back meetings, run meetings, been, you know, helping us out a lot, just hearing what the running back's supposed to do, hearing what the O-line's supposed to do, just so we're all on the right track and things like that. So I think those O-line meetings with the running backs and quarterbacks is helping a lot.
So you guys have those meetings together. Have the running backs been invited to the O-line dinners that have been so famous this season, or is it just a them thing?
No, I've been to a couple O-line dinners too. We get out there with them as well.
Okay, all right. Did they live up to the stories? Are they as fun? Are they as fun in everything that we hear publicly?
Yeah, I got to admit they are. That's a fun group. They have fun.
Were you there in the box at the Celtics game where Will Campbell got his Jumbotron moment?
No, unfortunately, I didn't. I missed that one. Unfortunately, I missed that one. That was a good moment, though.
Ramondre, are we going to ever see you chugging a beer on the Jumbotron?
No, sir. I'm not a beer drinker at all.
Well, fair. At least we know you'll be the one with the phone that's filming it, like all of us wanted to do when we when we saw
exactly.
That.
Exactly. I'll be a spectator.
It's been an interesting couple weeks for your group. You guys have had a lot of injuries piling up on both sides of the football. So, can you tell us a little bit about the next man up mentality that you've seen from your group and how you've seen other players respond with some key guys going down?
That's just a testament of them and who they are and how they step in this building just ready to go, preparing like a starter. And I feel like that's what good teams do. There's no drop off when the next man comes in, and I think we do a good job at just preparing everybody, and everybody's locked in, whether they're, you know, a starter or, you know, a little bit down the depth chart or even the practice squad. They prepare like starters, and I respect them for that.
Ramondre, you've been here obviously for a while now, and yet a new head coach this year in Mike Vrabel. What has he meant to you? What kind of things have you learned from him as you've gotten to know him over the course of this season?
He's going to hold you accountable. He has your back. He's going to treat you the way you treat the team. And I think that's how it should be. If you're you know, putting your best foot forward, being intentional about things, and, you know, trying to get better, he's ultimately going to have your back. He's not just going to, you know, turn around and, you know, lead you to dry or anything like that, like he could have done with me fumbling and things. But I think he has our back. He's with us. He's played his game at a high level, so it's easy to, you know, listen to what he's saying and follow his direction.
So you guys have Breece Hall on deck this weekend and then Devon Achan to close out the season. And it got me thinking about sort of the high-level running backs across the league and you being a guy that's had a lot of success in this league. Who are some of the guys that you look at to try and take parts of their game to add to your game as you continue to improve here throughout the season?
You'll think I'm crazy, but I look at everybody. You know, I'm a bigger back, but I even look at the 190-pound back, see what they're doing, see how they're, you know, seeing the defense. And I look at everybody, man. I'm not going to lie. When I'm watching football, I'm watching that running back and trying to look what he sees and things like that. So I watch everybody. I don't really boil it down to one back or things like that. I think it's a lot of great backs in the league that, you know, do different things well.
How important to your personal success as a player in the NFL is being a student of the game, watching games, watching film, even watching film of, you know, rival teams and players? How big of an element in your preparation to be successful is being a student of the game?
I think it's 70-75% of the game, honestly. Without that, I don't think I would be as good as I am on third down. I think all my third down reps, when I really learned from them, came from watching film and watching guys like James White do it in this system, and just seeing how he sees the defense. If you're not looking at the defense, you don't know, you know, who could possibly come and stuff like that. Third down would be a nightmare for you. So I think third down is where I really made my strides in watching film and where it helped me out a lot.
Ramondre, I wanted to ask you about Josh McDaniels as well. He was your offensive coordinator your rookie year, and now he's back when you're in year five here. Is he the same guy? Is it the, you know, same kind of stuff, or have you noticed changes that he's brought, you know, this time around?
Yeah, of course there's some wrinkles and stuff like that, but I think his system is his system. So, yeah, I still have my rookie notebook that I had my rookie year for the first day of, you know, OTAs and training camp this year, and it kind of installs it the same and all. So I was kind of above the eight ball with everybody else. But yeah, Josh, he's a great OC, great guy. I love that dude. He knows what I do well. He knows what I need to work on, things like that. So I'm glad he came back and, you know, and we're having success with him.
Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson with us here on WEEI. So the New York Jets on deck this weekend. As you've studied the tape, as you've gotten ready for this matchup, what are some of the things you've noticed about the Jets defense that you can take advantage of and that you've just seen in getting ready for this week?
They're an aggressive defense, so they flow pretty fast. The linebackers like to, you know, fill gaps. So where, you know, me and Travion and the running backs could take advantage of that is, you know, trying to set them up, you know, bringing them to the combo box and like that, things like that, and then cutting off of it. So, great group, great front seven though. It's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be a dogfight out there, but we got some things for them, I think.
Little extra added bit of motivation for the group this week with a potential division title on the line. Is that something you guys even consider when you're going into a game?
Yeah, I'm be honest with you. Yeah, we want the division. We want the division bad. So we're not letting up, taking these games easy, these last two games or anything. We're going out there to win, you know, win the football game, ultimately.
Two quick holiday questions, and then we'll let you go because you've been so generous with your time. First of all, you probably saw it on social media. Drake May's wife, Ann Michael, did the 25 days of bake miss. Did you get a chance to sample any of the baking from Ann Michael May during the course of the Christmas season?
I did. I was lucky enough to, I think it was the peppermint white macadamia nut, and they, I think Drake brought those to the stadium, so I indulged in those. Those are great.
Okay, that's a solid one.
Sounds
if there was
bomb,
one,
yeah.
One that was going to come from the 25 days.
Yeah, I'm glad I got that one, right?
Yeah, that for 100% on that one. And then what's either the best gift that you received this year for the holiday or the best gift that you gave someone?
Let's go with the best gift I received this year was a towel warmer.
Ooh,
I like that one because
okay.
I was supposed to get it last year. Yeah, And, you know, it's cold out here in Boston, so having a warm shower, I think, going to be great. I might use it tonight for the first time.
Okay. Well, excited to hear the reports on that. That's something you don't even think you need.
Never heard of it in my life, to be honest.
But, I mean, it sounds like it makes the experience a whole lot better. So I'm going to poke around on that one as well. But on the cold weather topic, too, you know, coming from where you came now a couple years in New England, is there anything that changes for you, either preparation or execution-wise, when the weather does get as cold as it does here in New England?
Not really. I think it's kind of just a mental thing. And I actually was on the field today telling my teammates, like, wow, it took 5 years to kind of get used to it. It was just 8 degrees out there, and I wasn't really that cold. So it took 5 years to get, you know, semi-used to it, so I'm glad that's happening. But it's really a mental thing just going out there and, you know, just being mentally tough.
Fair enough. Well, you're a stronger man than I think either of the three of us being out there in 8 degrees and not being cold. But Ramondre, we really appreciate the time. Hope you had a wonderful holiday with your family and friends, and good luck this weekend. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you guys.
All right. Merry Christmas, Ramondre.
Yeah, thanks, Ramondre.
That is Ramondre Stevenson joining us here on WEEI. A lot to get into, both personal and professional, about Ramondre. A big game ahead for both he and Travion Henderson. The relationship between the two I thought was really interesting. We'll talk about that and some other elements from our conversation with Ramondre up next.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports news breaks. Don't ask these guys to fix it.
Nothing's a big deal.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
How has that relationship with Travion Henderson evolved throughout this season? Because you guys, especially these last couple of games, really have started to form quite the dynamic tandem.
Yeah, exactly. Personally, I wish we could have got it started, you know, earlier in the season. It wasn't going really my way and things like that, but I think we're kind of getting it going. We still got a long way to go. We're still both learning each other, learning what we need on the field and things like that. So I think it's going good, and, you know, the tandem, you know, I think it's starting.
That was Patriots running back Ramondre Stevenson with us here on WEEI just a few moments ago with what I thought was a very honest answer on why the duo of Travion Henderson and Ramondre Stevenson didn't quite hit at the same level that I think we were going to at the beginning of the season. It was very obvious that Henderson was, you know, working his way into the NFL. And I still think that there was a feeling out process on both sides. I think Josh McDaniels was trying to figure out, how exactly do I wedge such a dynamic player into my scheme? How do I make this player fit the right way? And we've seen the benefits of that now. But he didn't acknowledge any of that. The honest and open part was, well, I struggled to start the season. I was putting the ball on the ground. And so I really appreciated the way that he approached answering some of those questions about the way the season started, because it was true. And it seemed like he's made peace with the fact that he struggled to start the season. And to see that there's no mental wear and tear from the way the season started versus where it's going, it gives me confidence in that player, man. It really does, to hear him talk about that in that way.
He's been one of your best players over the last few weeks here.
Yeah, and no doubt.
Like he was one of the major reasons why the Patriots won that game in Baltimore. And he talked about watching backs of all different types. And he really is one of these well-rounded guys. He has great hands. He can run a guy over. He can run past you. He's one of the most underrated running backs in the league when he's right and when he's not putting the ball on the ground. So it's good to hear that he feels confident in his game, and it's showing on the field right now.
Yeah, and I think we also got some insight into culture during that interview. And, you know, his answer about Mike Vrabel and going back to those fumbles, you know, saying like, Vrabel will tell you how it is, but he's also going to keep believing it in you. And like, that was a big help for Ramondre Stevenson early on. You know, and like, I'm always interested in those dynamics of the guys playing the same position. Like, I cover a lot of Bruins, so for me, it's always the goalie tandem that kind of embodies this. But, and you know, here it's the two running backs where there could be friction there, right? Because if Trevion Henderson's going to get more playing time, it comes at the expense of Ramondre Stevenson. And similarly, like early in the year, Trevion Henderson could be looking at it saying, why is Ramondre or Antonio Gibson before he got hurt? Like, why are they playing over me? And it doesn't seem like that's happened. And that speaks to culture, and it speaks to Ramondre Stevenson being mature enough to just want to win and accept whatever his role is. And it speaks to a maturity from Trevion Henderson to just keep learning and pushing his way in and like not let his rookie season get away from him just because the team wasn't using him early on.
One other important takeaway, the towel warmer, by the way.
Yeah, what is that?
I'll read this description off of the Home Depot. You can buy a towel warmer for around $40. Experience the luxurious comfort of a warm towel after every bath and shower with the with the insert name of company here, towel warmer. Simply place your favorite towel, blanket, or bathrobe inside of the large 20-liter bucket, adjust the heating timer to your liking, and get ready to be enveloped in a cozy, toasty cocoon. 20 liters in size, 360 degrees of even and continuous heating, adjustable heating timer with three options, 15, 30, and 45 minutes, and an easy-to-use one-button control. So it very much, and I'll turn this around and show you, Tom, it's basically the size of a trash can. Looks like a trash can.
Okay.
You throw it in there, you hit a single button, and it warms your towel up.
Can I tell you a jack hack, if you live in New England especially? If your house is over 100 years old and you have radiators?
Yeah.
That's what a radiator does.
Ah, that's true.
You put your towel on the radiator, you get out of the shower, and it's like a warm hug. It's a wonderful thing.
Okay. So, I like that.
Yeah, for those that are living in the 21st, I'm in a house where I could just toss it right on the radiator with you, Jackson. But if you're in the 21st century, then a towel heater could be for you.
I'm of the mind of just give me a dry towel. I don't need it to be warm. I guess I don't want it to be cold.
Yeah, have you ever had it warm, though?
Have you done the warm towel after a haircut?
Yeah, but that's kind of different. I don't know.
I can see why you might want this luxury.
More power to Ramondre. Like, he's a professional athlete. He needs a different type of care than I do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like something that's for me. $40 for a bucket that makes my towel hot? Eh, I'm out.
Drape it on the radiator or put it in the dryer. That's what I say.
617-779-7937. Okay, we have a very important call to get to. We do have to take a break. We'll do that very quickly to get to the call and calls that are lining up right now. We also have some discussion. Mike Vrabel has unveiled some very important injury info about the Patriots. We will hear comments from the head coach of the Pats next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7, Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.